Welcome to Couve.com. I'm David Medore. We have Linda Wilson here to help us to understand the Metropolitan Tax District, a new taxing district by the City of Vancouver. And you're here to help us to understand. You actually wrote, were one of the people that wrote the statement against Proposition 1. Welcome, Linda.
Thank you.
Great.
Great to be here.
Linda, in a nutshell, where are we going? What is this about?
Well, they want to create a dedicated tax district to fund parks in the Vancouver city limits.
Okay, parks are already being funded now. Mm-hmm. We have a property taxes where I guess the limit that we can pay on property taxes is $5.90 per thousand. Is that right?
Statewide, right.
Okay, and we are at currently around, we're near that limit now. Mm-hmm. We're at like $5.75 per thousand.
Right.
And so we're just about maxed out on property taxes. Mm-hmm. Property taxes are now going into, for a number of sources, but one of those sources, they're going into the general fund of the City of Vancouver, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
And the City of Vancouver is paying currently from those property taxes money to maintain parks. There's debt service there. There are a few basic categories. Do you have something that you can show where that's going?
We have.
Okay. So this is published by the city. This is their document?
Right. This is their concept document, which occurred back in June.
Okay.
And so this is how they thought it would work out. So about $4.5 million is for their operational costs.
And that includes, does that include debt? Oh, we have debt service as a separate line item.
Right. This is debt. This is Furstenberg and Marshall Center. And then this is deferred maintenance that they aren't paying right now.
Okay. So this amount, actually, this amount now, the $8.75 million is coming out of the general fund of the City of Vancouver to pay for debt service, maintenance, indirect costs, and the direct costs, the operation and maintenance for parks.
Right.
And so this Proposition 1, there's actually three Proposition 1s.
Right.
The one that you're concerned with here is the Metropolitan Park District. It establishes a new thing. So do I understand right that what we're really doing is we're pulling this amount out of the general fund, and actually we're still going to keep collecting that, and then we're adding a new $4.5 million separately
based on assessed value. So that number will fluctuate, right?
And that's going to go to parks, but they're going to leave this original for this original amount still there.
Yeah.
So isn't this basically a general fund tax increase? Because we're not funding parks anymore.
Right.
We're just simply
we're putting the onus on the backs of the taxpayer to do what they've already done, which concerns me because they have a list of things that they want to do, increase programs and do repairs and all that. But if they already have the funds to do it, why hasn't it been done? Mm-hmm. See, so this is not new money for parks. This is just to replace the money they're already paying. So these grandiose ideas of all these things they want to get done, I don't see happening.
Okay. You have a, let's take a look at what the parks map looks like here. We have, this is basically the, within this shaded area is the City of Vancouver. Mm-hmm. And we have a number of darker colors here.
Community parks and neighborhood parks.
Mm-hmm. And
quite a few parks.
Yep.
I think there's 35. I'm not actually positive on that, but I think there's like 35 parks.
I have looked at the signs that are going up that are pro-Proposition 1, and they're saying basically, save our parks. Mm-hmm. I wonder, what happens if you don't save your park? How can we not save our parks? What's going to happen
to a park?
They're
still going to be there, right.
They're still going to be there.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that means that maybe they're not going to get the lawn mower or something? And then they're going to turn off the sprinklers?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, turn off the water and not mow. Yeah, they don't do that in a lot of parks already. I mean, to turn off the water and don't mow, like several parks in the area you see in the summertime. So that's
how are we not going to, I mean, what is the risk here? What if we don't, what if the city says, well, we're going to keep cutting the amount of money that's designated for parks. What are they going to cut?
Well,
they can't cut debt service,
staff.
Right?
70% is compensation related.
Okay, so what's that staff doing?
Well, they've cut staff quite a bit, but staff are the ones that go out and, I guess, clean the parks. And then, of course, you've got the people that are the administrators. There's a lot of administrators in
okay.
this. And a lot of it is pensions and their health care benefits and all that. That's where what we're basically okay. paying.
So you're not really necessarily saving your parks. You're saving the
health
care benefits, the pension benefits, the mm-hmm. staff that's public employees that are going out there and mowing the parks and doing maintenance on the parks. Mm-hmm. I would think that we have a lot of gardening service, a lot of people that mow lawns, and a lot of people mm-hmm. that know how to do maintenance in, by private industry. We also have a number of people that care deeply about our parks. Why would they not be allowed to come in and offer to care for our parks? Maybe you can adopt a park program.
And there is an adopt a park program.
There
you
is.
You can do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so neighborhoods around, in fact, my cohort, the one that wrote the pension part of the no statement, has done that in his neighborhood. He's all for parks. He just doesn't want to keep paying for the compensation.
For public employees to come in
right.
and be paid to do that. Mm-hmm. I heard someone told me recently that they sent the Boy Scouts were going to go pick up trash, clean mm-hmm. up a park. Mm-hmm. And that's great for Boy Scouts to do.
Right.
Really good. Go
yeah.
clean
community service. Mm-hmm.
And they were turned away by the, I think it was at Esther Short Park, they said, you can't do that.
Right.
The contract with the union says, mm-hmm. you can't do that.
Right.
You're going to jeopardize somebody's job. We'd rather have some public employees get paid to do that instead.
Right.
I could just consider that a horror story.
Yeah.
Because the job is the I look at who's paying these taxes. There are so many senior citizens. There are mm-hmm. so many people that have already lost their home, and these taxes are weighing heavily on them.
Mm-hmm.
And if there be a way that we can pitch in as a community, then we can volunteer. We can adopt a park.
Mm-hmm.
We can do things in a way that shares the load. That it would be a step forward.
And then there's the feeling that you get for doing that, you know, the feeling
this
of
this is our part. We
exactly,
care for it.
You own it.
Yeah,
it's an ownership thing. So yeah, I advocate that. I think that would be great. You know, there's the Furstenberg Center where I believe lockers have to be fixed and floors have to be, updated or things like that. And so, but we could always sell the Furstenberg Center and pay off the debt, and then we wouldn't have that. It could be privately owned.
Is this $4.4 million, is this funding the Furstenberg Center, and is that included in our parks?
Yes, in this part here, this is the debt service right here. So Furstenberg Center and Marshall Center, we owe still $1.5 million on those two centers.
Okay, well this is probably the debt service, which is probably just the interest. And maybe some of the principal. In other words, this is the payment that you're making. So that would, if you're paying $1.5 million annually, I assume this is the annual funding,
mm-hmm.
that there must be a much larger principal that this debt service is covering.
Right. But this Metro Park District won't pay for that either. We won't be reducing any debt. It can't be used that way.
Okay.
So
we're not necessarily, okay.
That won't be touched, right.
What are the key points? You wrote the statement when it comes to in the voters pamphlet that said, why should people vote against this?
Well,
the key points?
To start with, nowhere on the ballot does it say, it starts off with 35 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. And it doesn't ever say anywhere on the ballot or in the explanatory statement that it can go up to 75 cents per $1,000. That's more than double what they're saying they're asking for. Last June, they came out in an article in the Columbian, and they had a big report that said that they wanted to come to the community for 53 cents per $1,000. That didn't think that would fly, so they dropped it down to 35, knowing full well that they can raise it to 53 anytime they want to.
In other words, they don't need voter approval for it to be raised.
Exactly.
In other words, this authorizes them a check, not quite a blank check, but a check that they can fill in the amount up mm-hmm. to a limit that is like three times what it is now, right?
Well, at least more than double, because it was 35. It'll be 35 cents to start with.
Okay, and what is the top it can go to?
75 cents.
Okay.
So, they're talking about, it's just a little bit, but, and the other thing that's important to realize is that this is a permanent tax. So for those out there advocating to do this, the permanent tax is a big thing, because they're saying the city councilors or the city manager actually said that they never have advocated to increase this amount. But that doesn't mean anything, because that's this right today. How long is this thing going to be around? You know, you're going to have a whole lot of different city councils between now and eternity.
And once a tax gets established, how many of us have seen that tax go away?
Right.
It either stays the same or it goes up. It doesn't vanish.
Right.
And this gives them the ability for it to go up without voter approval.
Right. Right. So it bothers me that in the pamphlet and in the on the ballot, it says nowhere that it can go up to 75 cents per thousand. So the voter does not realize what they're voting for. They can do that at any time they want. So I'm concerned that they aren't getting the full story.
Right. In order to make a decision, you need to be able to have all the facts. I would think that they should have revealed that.
It didn't have enough space. They said it only had 100 words. So they weren't able to get that in there.
Okay. Now that we have more than 100 words here. Okay. What else you got there, Linda?
Well, I guess my other concern is, and I addressed this with the city council a couple of weeks ago, and the city manager then replied back, was my concern is that they are an ex officio board, and they are the ones that means that the city council are going to be the board commissioners, because they are the city council.
Okay.
So with this new, they will be the board for a while until they get too busy or whatever, and then they can't be the board anymore.
They are the board now, right?
They are the board
because they're the ones deciding everything about the park. So
Right. Basically,
they're the board again. For this new taxing district.
Yes, because they wrote it in the resolution that way. So they are the board. However, my concern is that after they are not the board anymore, that they can actually decide to change the composition of the board. And so they can appoint. So they would no longer be accountable to the taxpayer. Now, their argument is that it doesn't say that, but in the revised code of Washington, so we'll show here, the revised code of Washington states that it is created by a vote of the people. And prior to June of 2002, when they created these boards, they may not change the composition and method of selection of their governing authority without approval of the voters. Should such a change be desired, the board of the park commissioners shall submit a ballot proposition to the voters of the MPD.
And that date's long gone. So.
Right. So this was created after 2002. So in a lot of times in the revised code of Washington, you have to read what it's not saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not saying, it's saying that it can be changed without the vote
of
the people.
So this is basically saying this no longer applies.
Exactly. And so their argument is that that's not the case. And that's what I got back from the city manager. But this is the case. It can be appointed. Then that is absolutely taxation without representation. We are not going to be able to get those people out once they get in and decide what they're going to do with the parks. So that's a big concern to me.
Okay.
So anyway, the other reason why I am saying to vote no on this is because why are we funding parks right now when our firefighters and our fire districts are being shut down? Right now, the districts are being funded by grants. So if you remember right back about a year
ago. Temporary grants.
Temporary grants, exactly. So District 6, Fire District 6 was closed down. They got the grant to open it back up again. They've run out of that money. It's going to be shut down again. So they go through the whole course of training these firefighters again to rehire them. And now 13 of them are going to be gone, and they're going to shut down Fire District 6.
And that District 6 is Burton Road and 112th Avenue. There's a yellow flashing signal on 112th Avenue just north of that. That is the fire district, that fire station that they're planning on closing.
Okay. Is that right?
It is.
Okay.
I used to, our previous building, I used to look out, used to be our next door neighbor.
Oh, okay.
So I know that station very well.
Okay. So, and that has been closed before, and you know, people aren't happy. Now, if you look at, I went up and spoke at a forum up at the Fairway Village, and I was speaking to, you know, the people that live there. And that is in District 9. And I actually called the fire department and asked them about, you know, that district. And they mm-hmm. said that district is a heavily used district. There's more calls to that particular area than in most of Vancouver. Well, you've got your seniors living there, and they're on fixed incomes.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it concerns me that down the line, you know, that we'll be calling for the emergency services and we won't get them because the funding's not there, or they have to cut in that particular area. And so would they rather increase the money for parks, or would they rather?
In other words, I think what you're saying, Linda, is that if we're going to increase the property taxes for something, that we should increase the property taxes for the fire district, which they're closing the district. We have no provision at all to fund fire districts on the ballot at all.
Right.
And so if we're going to consider a more essential service, this is the service that we ought to address above parks.
Mm-hmm.
And that
maybe
is
first.
Okay, so that's the connection between the fire department and parks.
Right.
Well, they could make the argument, well, if we take that parks fund money out of the general budget, then we'll have more money for fire district. But in reality, there's nothing that says that would be the case at all.
No. They can't say that now. We have asked them.
Even if they were to say so, they cannot bind future city councils
exactly.
to be able to do that. So
right.
what they really need to be able to do is, if we want to fund fire, we would have a fire levy mm-hmm. that would designate that.
Creating a district.
And that would be
mm-hmm.
a more appropriate choice for Proposition 1 rather
right.
than let's fund parks and then come back and say, oh yeah, by the way, we don't have enough for fire either.
And
so
they
here's
don't know
another
where
Proposition 1 for fire.
Right.
The priority would be to start with the most important thing
right.
first and move on from there.
Yes. And I really want to point out here that there was their own community council that they mm-hmm. put together, and they specifically say,
who's they?
The community resource team that they put together to look into the funding and how the fire department will sustain itself.
You're talking about the city council?
The city,
put together a team?
Yeah, they have their own council. And they quote right here, first and foremost, the community resource team wants to convey to the city manager a sense of urgency. From the financial projections it reviewed, it's clear that the fiscal challenges are only going to get worse. And they believe that the cost reduction, they're going to have to do cost reduction and dedicated funding.
Okay. In other words, a Proposition 1 for fire is coming.
Well,
yet they put parks on the ballot, but they didn't put this on the ballot. When was this published?
About 3 weeks ago, October 22nd.
Okay. You would think they would have seen that coming.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, that's actually the next one. There's another one to be presented there. But, yeah. So, and they've determined that 74% are medical calls. And so we're not just looking at the fire, we're looking at EMS services.
You're talking about essential services provided should be number one.
Mm-hmm.
So why aren't we? And that's the mysterious question here. Why in the world don't we have this on the ballot instead of
mm-hmm.
the other?
Right, right. Because, I mean, they're concerned about the buildings. If we have an earthquake, they mm-hmm. think those buildings will fall and they won't be able to get their teams out.
Not only that, but there is a couple of stories within the last year and a half, I believe, that a number of our fire stations themselves, physically, the buildings, they haven't been upgraded in like 50 years. And the earthquake preparedness on those, they don't expect them to stand. And
right.
if there be one facility that you want to stand after an earthquake, it would be your fire stations.
Exactly.
Because that's your emergency help for
right.
a number of cases,
and
you're going to need it in that case.
Right. So I guess the take on this then, if you're going to leave yourself with something, is that the mm-hmm. general funds is not a permanent funding. It is not dedicated funding because they can decide what to do with it whenever they want.
Yep. So and they have been spending money on non-essential things.